Welcome to the Marvell Essential Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Banuelos. On today's episode, join me and Amar Haider, VP of Product Management Security Solutions Business Unit, discussing Marvell's unique position in the hardware security modules market. Learn more about how Marvell is shaping the industry, what's new for Marvell, trends in data privacy and trust, as well as how the industry has evolved during the pandemic. To stay up to date on future episodes, be sure to subscribe to the Marvell Essential Technology Podcast. Hey, Amar, it's great to have you on today's episode. Wanted to start off just getting a brief overview of your background and the type of work you're doing here at Marvell.
Yeah, so I started my career in security at Cavium. This was a company founded back in 2000. And Cavium was ultimately acquired by Marvell. I had left Cavium prior to the acquisition, but now I'm very excited to rejoin Marvell just a couple months ago. And at Marvell, I am now managing the security business unit. I'm very excited to be part of this business unit. This takes me back to my security roots when we had created a hardware security module over 10 years ago.
So what's new in terms of hardware security modules for 2022?
Let me start by providing some background. HSMs were created way back in 1972 by Muhammad Atala in Silicon Valley. Muhammad figured that the security of encrypted data was dependent on protecting the encryption keys. If the encryption keys are lost, then data security is lost, and in many cases, without any detection. So Muhammad created a box of keys called the HSM. And since its creation, HSMs have become the gold standard for protecting and securing encryption keys and have been adopted by governments and many industries to the point where the US government has a standard, a FIPS standard around certifying HSMs. Until recently, if an organization wanted to implement, configure, and operate HSMs, the cost was significant in terms of buying the equipment, hiring experts to implement the equipment and configure it, and then being able to operate it. But now the market is going through a huge transformation. With the advent of cloud, HSMs have become extremely easy to use. Now, any software developer can go to Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Oracle, and get an HSM for approximately $2 an hour.
My next question is, how is Marvell shaping the industry for hardware security modules?
So Marvell has a deep history in high-performance processors. And what we've done is we've taken the Marvell custom IP and have been able to create an HSM that has performance like no other device on the market. We're doing over 32 partitions in the cart. What this means is that one device that you can buy from Marvell, you can slice it up into 32 independent partitions. And that's what many of the cloud providers are doing. They're taking our card, slicing it up to multiple partitions, and then selling each partition for about $2 an hour. So it's a really good device for the cloud HSM, you know, HSM as a service area. Additionally, we're performing at over 35,000 RSA transactions per second and over 10 gig of bulk encryption. So these numbers are unheard of in the power and form factor that we offer from anyone else.
Amar, how has COVID and the pandemic changed and even evolved the industry?
With COVID, everybody's now working from home. It became quite the norm. So with that, enterprises had to scramble and offer essentially their entire suite of applications to their that are used by their employees in their home. And this became the ultimate borderless enterprise. With this, now all data needs to be encrypted. And not only that, there's a huge requirement for multiple authentication techniques and then storing data on-prem in the cloud. The data is now in different SaaS clouds. So having the need for storing your encryption keys in hardware has gone up significantly. And with that, the need for HSMs has gone up significantly. And we can see this from the demand for HSMs either in the cloud space or even on-prem or hybrid cloud space. And so that's how COVID has impacted the HSM market in a way that's positive for at least the market growth.
Amber, I wanted to jump to this next topic. I've circled around trends in data privacy and trust. What are some of the conversations that you and your team are having, and what thoughts have occurred to you?
Data privacy is a huge, there's a huge push and topic in the HSM space, because as you move towards government mandated or regulated privacy, now all companies need to encrypt their encrypt data. They need to be able to manage the data in a way that is clearly identifiable on whose data belongs to who. And then having the ability to take that data, and if the customer asks for it, be able to just deliver it back to them. And while they're the custodian of a user's data, being able to encrypt and that data. Now, there's also customer-owned keys is a huge initiative. I mean, we see this in, for example, WhatsApp. You know, say this conversation is encrypted, you know, using your keys. Facebook can't see that conversation because the keys are essentially owned or managed by the user in one way. So with that in mind, this has been, I would say, the growth of privacy and the implementation of privacy has not really manifested itself on top of the HSM market growth yet. But I'm quite optimistic that as regulation increases for privacy and as companies figure out how to partition customer data, secure customer data, and then actually encrypt that data for privacy, using customer managed keys or customer owned keys, we're going to see quite a significant increase in the need for hardware based HSMs. I like to tell a story here, and this is around seatbelts. If you look at any old movies, you'll see, you know, kids and everybody just roaming in a car, right, with no airbags or anything and without any seatbelts, right? Now, people knew wearing seatbelts was a good idea, but nobody wore them until 1968, when there was a mandate that thou shall wear seatbelts because it's a good idea. I think there will be a time as we move forward in the future. Right now, security is like a seatbelt. You know, you don't need it till you really need it. And by that time, it's too late. And so today, most people who are proactive or regulated will just implement hardware key security. But as we move forward, I'm hopeful that there'll be regulation that mandates that all encryption keys are stored in hardware and are more secure, stored in a more secure fashion. And that will really update the market.
Amber, what's next for Marvell?
Well, we have a very exciting roadmap that we haven't announced yet. I would tell everybody to keep your eyes open. We're going to be announcing some very exciting products that are going to really step up the bar for HSMs in the market. It's going to not only increase performance, which is kind of an obvious parameter that folks would assume, but also really new features that are going to address some of the trends that we talked about around privacy, around additional performance, and the hybrid cloud.
Amber, I wanted to thank you for your participation on today's episode. Really looking forward to hearing more from you and your team. Thank you for listening to the Marvell Essential Technology Podcast. As always, please feel free to visit our website to learn more, and we'll see you on the next episode.